Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could all please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, moving on to item two, board report.
This is the time during the board meeting where we talk about what's been going on at our building. So I'm going to start and talk about primary. Norton Primary is excited for the upcoming break and would like to thank all of the parent volunteers for their support with the winter holiday shot. Kindergarten MAP testing is scheduled for tomorrow, December 13th and 14th for all of the kindergarten students. Winter room parties for preschool and kindergarten classrooms are scheduled for December 20th, and the primary staff would like to wish everyone a nice holiday and a safe new year.
Okay, moving on to Norton Elementary. In December, students at Norton Elementary School will have the opportunity to celebrate the holidays with a variety of activities. First, students can apply their finance skills as they plan a budget and spend money responsibility at our holiday shop. Students learn about financial literacy skills during their enrichment class, and the holiday shop provides real-life experience in spending money, calculating change, and making choices about money. NES would like to thank PAC, PAC volunteers, for their help setting up and running the holiday shop. Students will also have the opportunity to celebrate the holiday season with holiday parties on Tuesday, December 20th. Holiday parties offer students the opportunity to practice social skills while enjoying games, crafts, and snacks at the classroom party. Parents can sign up to volunteer at the holiday parties by contacting their classroom parent. Norton Elementary School will be receiving scores for the fall third grade Ohio test in December. This test was given in October. Students will take the test again in the spring, and scores will be used to determine a student's status in regard to third grade reading guarantee. We will be sharing the results with parents after the winter break. Norton Middle School, our December to Remember Spirit Days are in full swing. The staff loves seeing students come in spirit wear daily. Norton Middle School held an anti-bullying assembly on December 2nd. Thank you, Chad Chessmark, for coming to Norton Middle School. The Kiwanis Builders Club at Norton Middle School is collecting toys and gifts until December 16th to donate for the holidays to Akron Children's Hospital and Rainbow Baby Children's Hospital. The Kiwanis Builders Club as well at the middle school is also part of mentoring group who goes to primary weekly to work with primary students, helping and mentoring them as needed. Selected eighth graders from National Junior Honor Society and the Kiwanis Builders Club are tutoring selected fifth and sixth graders once a week. And Be the Change Club took breakfast cart around to staff to share a little holiday cheer with them. Our middle school students will enjoy a holiday concert, movie, and dance on the last day of school before winter break. And Student Council sponsored a canned food drive. It was held through December 5th through the 9th with donations going to Norton Aid. Thank you to everyone that helped out.
And finally, from the high school, congratulations to senior Michael McKee for winning first place in the senior division at the Amherst Masonry Competition. Masonry teacher Mr. Burgert says that Michael is a great kid and one of the best masonry students he's had in years. So congratulations to Michael. Congratulations to the following football players for earning All-Ohio status: Cooper Napilio, Daniel Hopkins, Luke Dobbins, and Noah Willick. And finally, we held our annual College Credit Plus AP parent meeting on Tuesday, December 6th. We had a representative from the University of Akron there to present information and answer questions. And now we will look towards signing these students up for college classes next year. Thank you.
A lot going on and all good stuff. Moving on to item three, treasurer report.
I would just like to welcome, we have a new face in my office down in administration, and I'd like to welcome Sarah to the district. She comes to us with some office experience and some experience from other schools. So anybody that comes into administration, you walk in the door, you'll be seeing her smiling face. So welcome, Sarah.
Okay, moving on to item four, superintendent report.
So the topic on here is the math curriculum. We have a new math curriculum in all of our buildings this year. We were fortunate enough to have a number of teachers that came in our work session that's just prior to this to kind of talk about the math program. Amy and I will kind of talk about some of the positives we heard. We'll let Amy, I think she's got something written up that she wants to say, and then we'll share some more things.
We did have a very nice cross-section of teachers that did come to the work session. As Mr. Farson stated, we had first grade teachers, fourth grade teacher, a representative from the middle school and from the high school as well, sharing out their experiences with our newly adopted Big Ideas program. So we adopted Big Ideas as a K-12 program. We are really looking to build foundational skills that carry through each grade level, and looking at a vertical sequencing and alignment of, you know, the information that they're learning, those skills and those strategies. So the common themes that were presented and shared by our teachers, number one, just the amount of time, the consistency spent within those units. They felt like they have ample time to study with the kids, to learn the strategies, to learn the material before moving on to the next component. They felt that the assessments are very age appropriate for those classrooms and for their age students. Authentic math tasks are very important, because a lot of times a student might say, when will I ever use this? And they're able to say, these are times and these are strategies and things that you will see as you get older, and how you are going to incorporate what you're going to see with math in your everyday activities. There's additional supports that they talked about for parents. On some of our activities, there are QR codes that you actually can snap with your phone and take you to the videos or supplemental pieces that you can see within those lessons. They felt like the concepts were challenging to the kids, and they're measuring those state assessments that all of our students have to take at the end of the school year. They take these assessments starting in third grade, and they will go all the way through Algebra 1 and Geometry at the high school level. So they felt that the structure and the design of the program really mirrored those activities that they're going to expect them to perform on those state assessments. So
I think probably the two things that I picked up more than anything is they always talk about that parent aspect. Fortunately, I have two kids that are in college, and their math has progressed way outside of my skill set. But there is probably nothing more frustrating than a parent than to deal with math, because math changes the way it's taught, learned, and all of those aspects that come in. So what's really nice about this curriculum is it gives parents a tool to help understand. Not that our children aren't wonderful in every way, but when you ask them, well, how is this taught? The answer most frequently is, I don't know. So this gives you a couple resources to allow to do it. And I think one of the teachers, our fourth grade teacher, she questioned the kids. And I think one of the most amazing things that one of the kids said was, this new way, this new math pushes me to do more, but in a good way. And if there is any slogan that you want to put on a billboard, I think that would be a good one. So I want to thank Amy for all the hard work she's done putting this together. It is not easy to do curriculum. It's not easy to get a group of people to figure it out. And she did an outstanding job and continues to. So thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item five, student recognition.
So I had a special request to switch the order up. I usually like to go chronological, forwards or backwards, but unfortunately Mr. Dobbins felt that he should go first because he's given us such a nice, warm, cozy environment. So please, you go first and then go off and see your kid play basketball. That's what we want.
We'll stand in front of the green screen. Maybe there you go. Superimpose each other at Antarctica or something. We normally use this for our morning announcements, so maybe Dad can superimpose you somewhere more. This is Tegan Davis. She's a sixth grader. One of the best parts of my job is notifying students that they've made Student of the Month. So I was trying to catch Tegan twice in one day, and I finally caught her in the hallway, and I looked up and I'm like, hey, I got some really good news. And she just looked terrified, and I'm like, you're going to be our Student of the Month. And you can see that smile, and that just, when she was just so elated and so excited in the middle of the hallway, it was, that just made my day. So I appreciate Tegan, and obviously she's here for a good purpose. I'm going to let Mrs. Blake just tell you why.
Sure. When the sixth grade teachers met to talk about who we would choose for Student of the Month, Tegan Davis was at the top of everyone's list. In the classroom, Tegan takes on a leadership role. She is eager to learn, which is shown through her well-prepared assignments and her higher-level questioning skills during class. She is a role model to her classmates, especially when working in a group. She helps other students by showing patience and kindness, and we can always count on her to help out a student who is absent or to help someone get organized at her table. Outside of the classroom, Tegan is responsible for not only keeping up her great grades, but she is also a member of band, student council, and the drama club. She is an incredible asset to the class of 2029, and we are certain that we will be hearing her name for years to come.
All right, we're going to turn it over. We're going to go way out of all sorts of things that don't make any sense. We're going to go with Mr. Brady next.
So we're here to celebrate Anna Rajek from Norton Elementary School, first grader, super adorable. Mrs. Vargas is here with me to share some great things here about Lana. I had a chance also to talk with her and share the good news, which is one of the best parts of our job. She was awesome. And she got to talk about what she likes to do, which was one of the things was travel, which is awesome. So she's been in quite a few places. She's been to Mexico, Chicago, and Peppa Pig World. Super excited. Mark, go ahead and tell us why she's a student of the month.
Yeah, so Lana is a great student. She is such a role model in our classroom and a leader. She is quick to take other students under her wing when she sees that they're having a hard time or they need help going to their other locker to get their coat. That's something I have her do daily. I know I can always trust her to take on those extra responsibilities. She works so hard on her academics. Her reading and her math have just grown so incredibly already this year, and I'm just really proud of her. She's also she has a lot of fun things that she likes to share with us. She shared Serbian dancing with us, and today we were talking about holidays around the world, and we were talking about Russia and the nesting dolls, and she said that she had actually seen those and that Serbia had something like that too, right? So that was really fun, just like sharing those cool facts with us, and I'm just so proud of her. She's been doing such a
All right, Mr. Morris could not be here. He's our primary school principal, but Mrs. Maddow's gonna take over the reins. It's a big shoes. Good luck.
All right, well, meet Harrison Wolfter. And I mean, I don't even know where to begin with our little Harry. He loves to be called Harry. And I think I've known since the first day of school that he's gonna be my student of the month. I remember telling his parents back in October what a great big brother he is. To his little brothers and our class. He loves talking about his little brothers. And Harrison is the first student to get in the classroom every day. He greets me with a great big smile. He either reminds me as soon as he sees me what we have going on for the day, or asks, like, what's the question of the day, Mrs. Maddow, which is posted on the chart. He needs to be the first one so that he can tell everybody else when they come in the room. When I say he's ready to learn, he's a true example of what I would want to see a five-year-old being ready to learn every day. He's full of energy and life. He wants to do his best. He helps others in the classroom, keeps them on task, even me. He's like my little teacher assistant. He's a true PACS leader. PACS is a way to help students visualize what they want to see and feel in the classroom. We start every day by saying, what do we say every day?
Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes. And then what do we say? And then we say, what do we say?
Let's be leaders.
We say, let's be leaders. And he's just listening and participating, and he just finds a lot of joy in school. I know he's being really quiet right now, but he's always the first one to raise his hand and ask questions or anyone that needs help. I just can't wait for all the rest of the district to see him and meet him. I'm just glad I got to be the first one. He's going to do great things, and I'm really proud of him. So this is Harrison.
All right, Mr. Shaner, you're up.
I can't work under these conditions.
I know. We saved the best for last.
I know. It's cold. You're out of order. I don't get it. So, Sophie and Mackenzie, come on up. If you could present, and Mrs. Fletcher, and Ms. Thornberry as well. So I got to hand it to them because they kept the streak going. This is, you know, the fourth month of the year, September, October, November, December. And of course, at the high school, every month we have two students of the month, a compact student of the month, and a regular student of the month. And all eight of them from the high school this year have been female. So congratulations to both of you for keeping that streak going. So let me kind of come in the middle here real quick. So I have with us senior Mackenzie Martin. She is our compact student of the month. And this is senior Sophie Meyer, and she is our regular December student of the month. So I'm going to start with Mackenzie real quick. First of all, I wish that I could clone this girl. She is phenomenal. She's obviously been a great part of the program. She's in our Teacher Academy program. She's a new program here at the high school. She is our homecoming queen. Smile. There it is. And at the same time, she is planning on going into education, probably go to the University of Akron, I believe, and she is involved in a lot of other things at school. She also does College Credit Plus classes right now, so she definitely is taking advantage of every opportunity and every option that she has here at high school. So I'll turn it over to Mrs. Fletcher now and say a few things.
Sure, thanks. Well, it's been a pleasure getting to know Mackenzie in the Teacher Academy, and let me tell you, she's a perfect candidate for the Teacher Academy, and she's a perfect candidate to go into education. I mean, when I think about all the qualities of good teachers and all the qualities that I work on and strive, I feel like you kind of naturally have them. Mackenzie is always prompt. She's present in every way. She's a good time manager. You always have everything done. You take the most that you can get out of all the minutes that you have in the classroom. And what a good example you are to everybody in the classroom. So I think that when I think about you, I hope that you stick with education and go into education. She's in her sixth week this week of her field experience with Mrs. Blasco at Norton Elementary School. And I've heard nothing but good things about you. So I think you'd make a great teacher or educator, and I hope you stick with it.
Now we have, this is Sophie Meyer, and I had asked Ms. Thornberry to come and say a few things. Now, Sophie, if you guys ever see those commercials, you know, the most interesting man in the world, you know, those commercials, Sophie is the female version of that. To just kind of throw a few things, she's very involved in the school, but that's not even the most interesting part about her. So just to say a few things, she is a lifeguard at the YMCA. She has her black belt in jujitsu. She lives on a farm and trains horses, and she received the congressional nomination recently to the United States Naval Academy. So she's going to wait to see whether or not she actually is accepted here, I think, later in the spring. So that's just to say a few things. I haven't even gotten to how great of an artist she is, which is why Ms. Thornberry is here. And just to give you a small glimpse of everything that I don't know, we were on the trip in Italy, right, in June. And it was interesting going on that trip, going to museums with someone that knows what they're talking about, because, you know, Sophie's like, oh, you know, the contours. And I'm like, yeah, I like the color. It looks really nice. And so anyway, that's what I turned it over now to Ms. Thornberry. So
just to add on, obviously, Sophie's a wonderful young lady. And again, same thing with Mackenzie. If I could clone a million Sophies and have her in my classroom every day, my job would be a piece of cake, and I would actually just spend all day learning from you. Speaking with Sophie, like, as an artist, it's truly like working with someone that's at the same level. Most of the time, I don't even feel like I'm talking to a student, which is amazing and unusual. She's incredibly talented. She is so mature, and her process when it comes to her pieces, very unlike many other high school kids. It's layer things, and she thinks about things, and you know, it's not just, I think this is cool and I want to make it and I'm going to dive in, which is also fun. And I love when kids just get excited about making, but you have this really interesting process. She's in my AP art class. I expect her to get a wonderful score because your work is fantastic. So that's always really fun. Hopefully, I don't know where your future will lead, but I hope that you always continue being creative and make art, because I think that it's another interesting facet in your life, and I think that you have so much talent that I hope you continue making and creating and enjoy that. And I love having you in class.
We're going to just take a short recess. If all the students of the month could come up for a picture with Superintendent Farson, and then certainly it's cold in here. If you want to go home, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, you can stick around and listen to
generate
us.
Generate heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't forget, student of the month, families, grab a sign for your yard. Okay, we're going to move on to item 6, which is public participation. This is community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind that we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect upon your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employees' names in this forum. And we don't have anybody signed up. Do we have anybody that would like to speak? I'm seeing none. Moving on to item 7, agenda. Do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, we're under board business number 8. We're going to add Lewis Yule's name for President Pro Tem.
Okay. Can I have...
We need to remove...
I got that one. I'm going to say that
one.
Approve that?
No.
Okay. All right. And then we need to remove under superintendent recommendations I.
You mean consent agenda?
No.
There's a revised, everybody in the room has a revised agenda where I is off. You're working off your old one.
Mine wasn't revised. I'm sorry. So sorry.
Sorry. I guess we're good.
So the public is clean.
Okay. Mine's
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So
moving
I?
No. Only mine had I.
I'm sorry.
Well, there is an I, but it's not the one you're
No, sorry. Sure
we are working eye. In the olden days.
Okay.
My apologies. Kind of like our
so
AC.
Good.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. So the only correction we had was to item 8, adding Lewis Shule. Any discussion?
Motion.
Oh, yeah. Can I have a motion? That's what I just asked. Can we have a motion to approve?
The agenda.
The agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Any discussion?
Mrs.
Any discussion? I ask it already. Any discussion?
Mrs. Bennett.
Any discussion?
I'm so sorry. No.
Okay. All right. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Sorry. All right, moving on to item 8, board business. Can I have a motion to approve Lewis Yule as president pro tem for the organizational meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Right, motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the school district board to apply to the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Classroom Facilities Assistance Program, additional segment for the purpose of establishing a position for future funding?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So why this is on the agenda is part of the process of going through, and anybody who lives in Norton knows, with the new development that's over here where Barberton Brookside Golf Course used to be, it is a concern about what the enrollment will look like in the future. And what the OFCC process allows us to do in getting in line is to actually have them come out and do a survey on population studies, future students, and those kind of things. So we are using this as a tool for future planning. Yes, we're getting in line, and you have to get in line to get guaranteed funds if you ever want to build, but it allows us during that process of being in line is to figure out what our future is with residents, future students, and the overall outlook. So this is just a nice way, because I think all of us, as we drive by and see those houses going up very quickly, what kind of impact is that going to have on our future student population? So the OFCC does a really nice job with these things, and I will give them a throwback to a previous era. I think they did this in 2012 for the school district. Their 10-year projection is not off by more than 5 to 10 kids. When they do this, they hit it pretty well as to what they think the future projection is. So this gives us an idea of what we need to do as a district in future planning. Are we going to see a vast increase? Does it maintain the same, or is it going to go down? And that's what we need to know so we can plan appropriately for the future of this district. So that's why that is on there.
Thank you.
I just think it's good stewardship for us to do this.
Absolutely.
It's not a decision to build, like you said. It's just a decision to help us plan for the future.
Yep.
Yes.
Any other discussion? Okay. Can I have... I already did it. Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes items A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. On to item 10, can I have a motion to approve the treasurer recommendations letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. All right, motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item 11. Superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to thank Regina for her time. I mean, she's deciding to retire. It's hard to step away from education. She's given service to this district. So I'm very appreciative for the work that Regina has done with our kids over the years.
Okay, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve new personnel, Molly Cogner, administrative assistant? Letter?
Should be a 1.
Yeah.
1, yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Molly is taking over for Jackie, who's retiring in the student service department, so she will be taking over. That is a difficult job, and we're very excited to have her. We think she's gonna be a great fit, and I know Denny is excited to have her in the department. So she's gonna start on the 15th, work a little bit with Jackie in the transition, and get her going in the right direction with the new year. So welcome, awesome. Molly, wherever
yes,
you are.
Yes, welcome, Molly. Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve substitutes, items C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve stipends and supplementals, items E through H?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Those letters are going to be off.
Yeah.
Going to be?
No.
IJK.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items I through K?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Discussion.
You want to do the buses?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. On here too is approval to purchase 2 additional buses for our district. We also have a grant from the state of Ohio that will pay half, up to $45,000 for each of those buses. And if you've recalled us talking about it over the years, we have a rotation for buses. We purchase 2 a year, and then about every third or fourth year, we'll get a third bus in there. Over the past, I'm going to say 6 years, it may be a little bit longer than that, we've been able to take advantage of some grant funds, either through the state of Ohio or through a grant that we wrote for, my mind just went blank. It was to do with the Volkswagen lawsuit that they had. It was through, does anybody remember the name of that? I can't remember. I apologize. I can't remember what it was, but that purchased 6 buses for us. So we've been able to take advantage of grant funds moving forward with the buses, and we're lucky that these will be paid for either or both with the state of Ohio grant and then our PI funds, so we can use those. And again, thank you to those who voted for the levy the last time that we had the PI levy. This is another advantage that we're using for that.
So the Acuity, which is talking about cameras throughout the district, as many people we've talked about before, there's a safety grant that was issued to a lot of school districts in the state. We are utilizing some of those funds to buy cameras for the high school, the middle school, cover some parking lots, the stadium, inside, outside of this building here. So Angie Wegler has done a wonderful job of coordinating with them, making sure we're getting that stuff and able to spend that money in a timely fashion. And that way we can provide another layer of security for our students. So this stuff is all coming to fruition and we're very excited about it, but it wouldn't have happened without Angie's assistance. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you just want to mention the window wrap that
Sure.
we've installed?
Yeah. Yeah, as we go through, you're starting to see subtle changes that are going on. The wrap that is outside when you first came in, that's got the Norton Panther on it, that's one of the things we use for the safety grant also. All of our buildings have that wrap. At night, it kind of gives a false sense that you can see through it, but during the day when the light is kind of shining through, it really provides a security level of, you can't really make out images inside, and that's what the purpose was. You'll see them if you drive by the high school, the commons area. We're thinking of adding some more out there. But when you walk into all of our vestibules, there's a coverage that happens. So if we unfortunately have somebody who is trying to cause harm to our children, it's not easy for them to see what is on the other side of that. Plus, it prevents that initial, if you were to break that window and it were to shatter, it's going to slow that person down. And that's what the main thing you want to do with all of those things is slow down that intake so people can get in a safe place or evacuate or give the police time to get here. So you're seeing those kind of things come in, and we're very excited about it. They turned out a lot better than we thought they were going to turn out, so we're very excited about them. But it's just another phase in the process of using that money for the right reasons.
Thank you. Yeah, they do look great. Can you please call? We good?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking. Okay, yeah.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. All right, motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion for an executive session to discuss employment of personnel and purchase sale of property? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. We are now moving into executive session. We are now out of executive session. Can I please have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.